moved one item here to begin. So if we could start then, number one, zoning agreement amendment, 137 Scott.
Item one is a zoning agreement amendment for 137 Scott Street under file ZAA 9 of 2008. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing and the following item will also be heard at the same time, namely, item two, an application for conditional use for 137 Scott Street under file DCU 117911 2008D. The applicant, Harvey Lakoff, could come forward, please. Yeah, everyone is in the...
Would you like to sit down, sir? Thank you. If you'd like to discuss 137 Scott Street, tell us what...
Okay, it's for Christian Science Church. I'm not prepared for this, by the way.
That's okay. It's in the form, you know.
Okay. And we were formerly located at 511 River Avenue a number of years ago, and we've been moving to different places, having services for the past few years. And we saw this place on South Scott Street, an application to buy it, and gone through all the zoning applications and so on, and now it's being presented to you people to see, get approval on it, we hope.
Okay. And now I understand your services, you have a couple times a week, about 20 or 25 people?
That's right. For the main communication area, about 20, 25 people right now, yes.
And you don't expect that to change much?
I don't expect it to change right now. Right now we're running maybe 20 people there some Sundays, and I haven't seen 25 there in the last few Sundays, that's for sure. And if it does, I think we would... the zoning, I think, now for the parking has got that category covered. If it did grow, I think that we would have to take a look at getting a larger parking lot, and then we'd have to go for a zoning application at that time if it does get to that stage.
Well, and I understand with the square footage you have, you could only hold at most 40-something people with the occupancy,
that's
the maximum.
Yeah, it wouldn't be that, yeah.
So it couldn't really change much.
No.
Because that would have been my only concern with a religious organization, not yours, but anyone in particular.
Yeah, I think if it ever got to that point, well, I don't anticipate it changing that fast, but I think if it ever did down the line years from now, we'd have to take a look at the location, I think.
Yeah, because it really isn't in terms of parking as well. Like, one thing we probably don't want to see is surface parking lots sort of expanding and that kind of thing either.
Yeah.
Kind of erodes the character, so...
Yeah.
You know, that's not something that I'd like to see. I mean, as you are right now, it seems like it would work in this location for a little, you know.
I noticed there was a spare open lot right behind the church, west of it there. There was a house that was demolished, I believe, the small one.
Mm-hmm.
I thought if we had to put a few cars in there, we could do that.
Well, you would be making an arrangement with an existing
that.
that's already there.
That's just an F, yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, because I don't like the idea of, you know, taking down a house and putting a parking, for example. There's an issue in Osborne Village.
No, that's a house that's already down.
Yeah, exactly. So just as long as you're aware that that's not something we really want to see.
Like one time where our church congregation was hundreds of people. That's a long time ago, before my time there or not. And it's, as many churches have, it's shrunk in size.
Yeah,
that's we're down to this level now. We have to find some place that we can have our services.
Sure.
And it's only on Sundays at 11 and Wednesday afternoon meetings. We have testimonial meetings on Wednesday afternoon meetings. Other than that, it's,
and also, it is a heritage building.
It's a heritage building.
So there can't be any kind of additions or anything without.
Interior, I think, is okay to do.
Yeah, just the exterior, yeah.
But the exterior, yeah, we realize that, yes.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. I don't think I have any further questions.
Right. Sorry, I wasn't prepared for it. I didn't know I was about to speak.
Thank you.
Speakers, there's no one in opposition.
We have a number of people in support. If you would like to speak or... Mr. Scott.
Oh, sorry.
Claire Hoffer. Do you wish to speak?
That's okay.
No? Okay. Grant McIntosh and Diana McIntosh. Just register in support. Okay. Samuel R. Ganziano.
That's Father Sam.
That's Father
Avenue. Avenue.
Oh, he's.
He's in support of this too.
Okay. Oh, he registered for this too.
Blaine Harris. Yes.
So we have his blessing also.
Blaine Harris. Just register in support. Okay. Nayera and John Cianfloni.
Just
in support. Robert Flinick and Catherine. I'm sorry, I can't read the last name. Alphick. Just in support. Okay. Don Miller, in support. Okay. Brendan Morgan, in support. Okay. Joyce Milgard, in support.
And I have letters here.
Okay.
From,
you can have a seat.
Okay. This is from the Osborne, not very easily, Ministerial Association. That we have been part of that association for a number of years. And Father Sam signed a letter for us and was here in support of us today, as well as the other churches in the vicinity. And we've had a very close relationship because, and it started about 15 years ago, and since that time, I meet monthly with them usually, and have felt a very close association with all the churches, and I think they're happy that we're going to be back in the area instead of in Port Ferry.
Well, I think that's just wonderful. I wasn't aware that that association existed. And,
no, a lot of people aren't aware of it, and some people, when they hear the name Christian Science, think of Scientology, which, of course, we are not. We don't have Tom Cruise. I'm
You'd be wealthier if you did.
Yes. But, you know, Christian Science is basically is a religion that's based on Jesus' teachings, and that's what we try to get across. Okay.
Well, thanks for taking the time and telling us about this, and it's an honor to have you here. So.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Diane Jackman, in support. Thank you. Martha Vargas, in support. Thank you. Anita Abbott, in support. And I have one person registered for information, Victoria Shaw. Did you want to?
I'm concerned about parking.
So your question has that been answered?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Is there anyone's name I did not call out? Anyone who wishes to speak that I did not call out? Seeing none, Madam Chair.
Okay, I would move that the report of the public service be taken as read. I move that receipt of public representations be concluded.
All those in favor?
I move that the recommendation of the Winnipeg Public Service be concurred in and forwarded to the Executive Policy Committee via the priority zoning process.
All those in favor?
I move the following supporting reasons, namely that this proposal is in scale with the Osborne Village Development Plan and gets in well with the community, and I think it should not cause any significant problems. This is not a very large congregation, and it's also redeveloping a historic building, so there's many positives.
Good. All those in favor?
I move the public hearing with respect to this application be concluded. And number two is the conditional use on 137 Scott. And I move that the report of the public service be taken as read.
All those in favor?
I move receipt of public representations be concluded.
All those in favor?
I move that Section 254, a criteria A, B, and D, subsection 2473 of the City of Winnipeg Charter set out below, are satisfied.
All those in favor?
I move that the recommendation of the Winnipeg Public Service be concurred in.
All those in favor?
And I move that the public hearing with respect to this application be concluded.
All those in favor?
And that's concluded that hearing. Thank you, everyone.
Please note that the committee's decision with respect to this application may be appealed. Should you wish to appeal, information on how to do so will be included in the order issued by the clerk, which will be mailed to all persons registered.